Self. On the line right now is a wonderful guest. Her name is Jennifer Hollander, and she's a skincare specialist from Aura Spa Healing Center in Beverly Hills. So, you know, she knows everything. You'd be surprised how much Botox and plastic surgery you see in Los Angeles. And it's everywhere now. And obviously, sometimes it's very obvious. I think if you're going to have it, just don't make it obvious. But it's not just that. A lot of the time, people get pimples. The teenagers start with pimples. And here's the thing. I want to say, Peter Piper picked his peck of pimpled peckers. Wait, let me do that again. Peter Piper picked his pimple. Ah, I can't do it. Did you like my Peter Pepper, Jennifer? Picked his pimple.
I did. That was pretty good.
Oh, I
didn't
know
if I followed you on that one.
So you guys do a lot of services, not just advanced acne treatments, but also air healing, energy healing, water healing, healing. And you're a specialist in skincare. I see you have many degrees. You have a Master of Science in Nursing from Azusa Pacific University. And you have a BA in Dermatology. Is that correct? Is that possible to get a BA in Dermatology?
So I have a BS, which is a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. And you are correct. I did get my master's at Azusa Pacific with a specialty as a family nurse practitioner. And I specialize in dermatology because, A, I worked in derm shortly out of nursing school. I worked in the environment for over 5 years, and it's always been a really strong passion of mine because I really grew up with really poor skin. I had really bad acne as a teen, and it's always been something that's been kind of close to my heart. And I guess I work in this industry because I really want to be able to help people who are experiencing something similar to that. And in the field of anti-aging and cosmetics, I guess acne also falls into that since it's an outward exterior, you know, projection of who you are.
You know, 85% of people between the ages of 12 and 24 experience at least minor acne. But you were saying you see patients, you know, older than that, and there are different reasons for acne. Before we get to the actual, all the services you have in this and other skincare options like injectables and Botox and how you probably have to fix a lot of bad Botox. we'll get there. With the acne, there are different reasons for acne, right?
There are, you know, in female populations, especially, oftentimes it's very hormonal. Especially in the early teen years, patients can be treated with birth control pills and other types of hormone antagonists help to kind of balance things out, balance the androgens that are causing the breakouts. Other types of acne are due to oil, overproduction of oil, which causes that cyst-like acne, which is the ones that can be very disfiguring and cause scarring and so forth. And then you have that kind of very light teenage acne, little whiteheads, pimples that can usually be cleared up with just some topical antibiotics or a couple facials. The ones that I'm most concerned about are the cystic type acne. And, you know, we treat that in many different ways. We can either treat it medically with either antibiotics or Accutane, depending on the patient's severity. And then you have, like, this wave of parents and patients who kind of want to get away from oral medications altogether. And so with the advent of, you know, cosmetic technology, we are able to cure acne and maintain clear skin using topicals and laser treatments and a really good skincare regimen.
When you say this, the cystic pimples, because when I had my Graves' disease, when I had the thyroid.
So, you know, the cystic acne are the painful undergrounders that don't have a head, but they're just kind of red and inflamed.
And they're painful. Yeah.
They're painful.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so that's from excess oil or hormones?
Yeah, it's an overproduction of oil, typically, that, you know, the body produces, sebum. And typically the patients who are non-responsive to long-term antibiotic treatment, we will prescribe something like Accutane, which is a miracle drug, in my opinion. I took Accutane when I was a teenager, and it changed my life. And I think that I'm really glad that we're talking about this because I feel like there's this, you know, attitude towards acne as if it's like, oh, no big deal, when it usually emerges in, like, one of the most important times of your life as a teenager, where your image is everything, fitting in is everything.
Or, like, right? The one time you don't get acne for a while or a pimple, and then all of a sudden that important day comes and there's a pimple. Well, how did it get there? Yeah.
Right.
So if... Truth or fact? Myth or fact here, Jennifer? Is it true that if you pick those little whiteheads and the blackheads, they could turn into cystic pimples that will end up leaving pock scars if you keep picking your face? There's a Peter Piper for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess yes and no. I mean, I think I'd be more concerned about infection than... I suppose blackhead. I can't imagine that would turn into a cyst. But if you do not completely expel the contents of the whitehead, and you have some remains in that pore, it can turn into something worse, which I would imagine would be a cyst. Yes, so that is possible.
Okay, so when you have a teenager come in, or a young adult, or even an adult, because it says here that, you know, some adults get cystic acne. Sure. How do you best treat that with either Accutane or...
Well, yeah, it depends on, you know, how severe and the type of acne that it is. You know, how much is it affecting them? You know, what surface area, what percentage of surface area is it affecting their face and their body? Oftentimes you have patients that will come in that are covered in acne, literally, like face, neck, chest, back, shoulders. It's really bad. Yeah, it can get really bad.
So, what is that from? Do you know, or?
Again, I mean, it could be a combination of hormones, mm-hmm. And oil production. And it's often very genetic as well. You know, the parents never want to take the responsibility of having that genetic trait.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a function of oil mainly, and hormones oftentimes. So, you know, in those situations, we definitely want to treat aggressively. And, but then, you know, you have patients who come in who have, you know, maybe 50% of their face is covered in acne. Both combination of whiteheads and cysts is often what I'll see. And I'll just kind of check in with them and do an assessment of, you know, what their diet looks like, what their topical regimen looks like, what their lifestyle is. You know, you want to assess all of those things because it's with a plan, and then they get overwhelmed and, you know, they just don't want to do anything at all. So you want to kind of factor in those things and realize who you're talking to and ensure that you're creating a very tailored approach to that person for their needs. So, So we talk about topical regimen, we mm-hmm. talk about laser treatments, you know, and it goes stage by stage. So, and that, you know, they follow up with me once every 2 to 4 weeks, depending on what we're doing for them.
So is there a way, is it through laser that people can get rid of the pock marks that are left on their skin from their teenage years?
So the pock marks are actually something that we treat at the very end, you know, like once we've cleared mm-hmm. the oil, we've cleared the acne, then we go after the scar tissue. And we do that in multiple ways. You know, we can either do it with laser resurfacing treatments, as well as subsizing the tissue with a needle. We can also do it with a very strong TCA peel called a blue peel. That's actually one of the most aggressive but very, very effective ways to get rid of the acne scarring. And when I say get rid of, I shouldn't actually use that word because you'll never get rid of the acne scars 100%. That's a fallacy. I just tell patients that you can get anywhere from 30 to 50% improvement. And, you know, anything beyond that, I'll be very happy for. But, you know, I try to set expectations to be as realistic as possible.
And do you think that that's because it layers into the skin? And so it's...
It depends what kind of... Yeah, I mean, there's different types of scarring. There's ISIC scarring, there's box scar, there's rolling scars. It all depends on the severity of the, you know, of the acne that... and the ISIC scars, and you know, they're not impossible to treat, but they are very challenging, and they do require a timeline of serial treatment. So As long as the patient is realistic and on board and compliant, they typically get a really great outcome. I mean, these patients are just happy that their acne is clear and that, you know, we can improve their scarring to some degree.
Oh, you must make them feel like a whole new wonderful person.
I mean, you just
open the door for them to just pop right out and be like, I'm here, you know, no more. Yeah, that is huge. Now, what makes you guys so different about over there at Aura Spa Healing Center in Beverly Hills, as opposed to, you're not a medi spa. You're not like a med spa.
No, we're not. Okay. What's really cool about Aura Spa is it is a healing center. It's a clinic within a clinic. So Dr. Ben Talley is the medical director at Beverly Hills Center for Plastic Surgery. And he is a facial plastic surgeon and does, you know, combination of facelifts, rhinoplasties, lip lifts, blepharoplasties, and patients, you know, take anywhere from 10 days to a month to heal from some of these procedures. And so he developed a healing center that is in a suite just adjacent to his practice, and I help run that center, and we do everything from IV infusions for hydration. We do lymphatic drainage. We're going to be introducing oxygen chambers. We have an LED light bed, which is also like significantly anti-inflammatory. It's antimicrobial. And we offer skin health protocols there to manage your skin post-surgically. And kind of maintain your results. Yeah, it's kind of amazing.
I need to come pay you a visit right away.
It's really, really nice. So that's kind of how we're different. You know, we offer services, you know, within the practice that are really cutting edge and they're non-invasive. And that's kind of, we're really excited about that.
So with the injectables and with the Botox, you do, if somebody doesn't want it, do you have other treatments if somebody does not want Botox?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, depending on, you know, what the patient is expecting as far as, you know, if they don't want Botox, but they want to treat their lines, well, we have, you know, chemical peel treatments. We offer skin resurfacing treatments that are really non-invasive that require little to no downtime. And we also offer a host of injectables that aren't necessarily Botox. We offer PRP, which is patient's own plasma that we can inject as well.
Wow.
So it's a non-filler based injectable that also helps to restore collagen and generate new tissue and make fine lines look softer. Microneedling is another big thing that we do for patients who don't want to do Botox that will help to soften their lines and hydrate their skin. So we have many options for many different types of patients that are looking for different services.
I bet you get really busy with people who come in and want you to repair, like, you know, a bad lip job or injectables. Is it true that the eyebrow can be raised up if somebody does Botox wrong?
Sure. I mean, you know, Botox actually is a lot more of a sophisticated art than filler, in my opinion, actually. I think that if you don't understand how the muscles in the face behave, then yes, things like that can happen where you have a brow raise on one side and you're smooth on the other. Luckily, you know, it doesn't last forever. If you like it, it lasts. If you don't like it, it goes away.
But a lot of people come in probably and have you de-injectable them from bad Botox or bad injectables, right? Because you said, I mean, it's artwork.
Correct. So yes, we will have patients come in and ask us to dissolve unwanted filler, in which case we do that, and then we just have them come back in a couple of weeks and we reassess, and then we slowly re-inject them in the best way possible.
Wow.
It's pretty common, actually.
It is? Because a lot of people just think, oh, they find a Groupon and they go get Botox, and then all of a sudden they're like, whoa, or injectables, and they're wrong, or, you know, the lips are wrong.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when you do, and this is what I say, it's fine to do whatever you want to do and feel good and, you know, whatever. But if you start looking completely different, then,
it's not our aesthetic at all. I mean, you know, you kind of hit it on the head. I think part of the reason why this is this whole dissolving thing is becoming more and more popular, and we're seeing a lot more of it in clinics. Not our patients, but patients that are coming to us from other practices, is because there's so many people who are now injecting who are not necessarily trained or experienced to inject. And so it's poorly placed, it's overcorrected. That's some of the most common things that we see. And luckily, you know, most of the things that we deal with are reversible, but there are some things that are not reversible, which is quite unfortunate. And we, you know, we do the best we can. But, yeah, I think it's really important to understand the anatomy and understand, specifically, speaking to the whole Botox thing that you had mentioned earlier, you know, the assessment is one of the most important parts of the visit, and understanding that we all have some form of asymmetry and taking that into consideration before treating the patient.
You are the best, Jennifer. Thank you. And you, I mean, what a great thing that you do. People walk in like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going on and I don't like it. And I got pimples or cystic and pockmarks and bad Botox, bad injectables. You save them and you make them feel good. Jennifer, that's wonderful. So you're from Aura Spa Healing Center in Beverly Hills, and you can go to her website, Aura Spa Healing Center, AuraSpaHealing Center. And you don't just have to live in the area. You can contact them at any time. Quick question as we wrap up this, Peter Piper picked his pimple. And if Peter Piper picks his pimple, is the pimple that Peter Piper picked a pock? So here's the thing. Try not to pick your pimples, right? Like you tell the teenagers, don't pick the pimples.
Definitely do not. Do not pick it. Come and see me.
Right. But if they have to put warm water or compress and...
Oh, I see. Okay. Worst case scenario, you're by yourself at home. You have a hot day tomorrow night. What you want to do is get in the shower, make sure it's nice and steamy. And when you get out of the shower, take 2 Q-tips, cleanse the area with a little bit of alcohol. And now that your pores are a little bit opened up, you can slowly, if it's a whitehead, you can slowly express the contents of the whitehead using the Q-tips, not your finger, and ensure that the entire capsule has been expressed.
Okay. Is that when the blood comes?
Yes. That is when the blood comes. And you'll notice that all the white stuff is gone.
So when you have a blackhead, would you recommend Biore strips, or what would you recommend?
It kind of shows itself, like the entire capsule will just kind of pluck right out. I find blackheads a lot easier.
You must have fun doing that.
Oh my gosh. These are the things that term derm nurses on, so just don't even start with
Oh my God, you're so funny, Jennifer. And she's got a sense of humor too. She's beautiful. She's got a sense of humor, and she'll make you feel good and alive and in a natural way. And you're going to feel like a whole new person. So please go to Aura Spa Healing Center in Beverly Hills, Jennifer Hollander. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
You'll be able to find all of our healing services on the Aura Spa website. But with regard to any of the injectables, any of the laser treatments, any of the procedures, please go to www.beverlyhillscenter.com.
And we'll be going there because we all want to feel perfect and pretty and look like we're teenagers without the pimples. Right? Or the lines. Or the fine lines.
Or the lines.
Or the lines, right. Or the bad lip
all
Botox.
Right.